Welcome to Bagel Tech News for Sunday the 6th of July 2008. All your technology news in under 3 minutes. Scientists at the Mayo Clinic have developed equipment that can give you a 3D stereo image of a patient who may have breast cancer. They reckon it's going to lead to a 23% increase in detection and 46% reduction in false positives. It means it's cheaper and it means it should be more widely available to anyone who wants it, maybe in the third world as well. Apparently, I was shocked that 1 in 8 women encounter breast cancer in their lives, but charities are saying that the survival rates are increasing every year. Gigabyte have launched a 9-inch swivel screen notebook. It looks fantastic. It's a tiny tablet and it packs a punch. It's got a WXGA screen, a 1.6GHz Atom processor, 250GB hard drive and a 1.3MP camera. It runs XP, Vista or Linux. And unlike the MacBook Air, it's got all the ports you'd want as well. Now, they haven't set a retail price yet, so I'm not sure what's going to happen, but manufacturers are going to be holding their breath for sure to see where this little gem fits into the market. Sharp have manufactured an LCD panel at 26 inches, which runs on 1/3 of the power consumption that's required for a standard one. The item's going to be sold with a solar panel, and apparently the solar panel is going to power it. I've no idea what the picture quality is like, but you've got to think about switching if it could be for zero effort. The only problem I've got is I live in Britain. Rogers Telecom are in trouble again. Allegedly, Mr. Rogers has been abusing his monopoly on cell phones. Joe Public and consumer groups have really been hitting them hard this week. iPhone prices are probably going to be quite high, and I can't believe that Rogers is the only iPhone provider to hold the new 3G version that hasn't offered an unlimited data plan. Could this be the internet in your wallet? Volkswagen have run out a limited edition of its 1-litre fuel-efficient cars. It's been 6 years in the development, and they're only going to make a few thousand of them. But this car will do 100 kilometres, that's 60 miles, on 1 litre of fuel. Overall, you could get about 280 miles per gallon out of it. It goes on sale in early 2010, and it's going to cost about €20,000 or $31,000. Review units for the iPhone have come out, and they've got some very un-Apple-like screws on the bottom. Now, Apple has got a chic-at-all-cost policy, and it gave us that hated recessed ear jack, but could this be for a replaceable battery? And finally, ladies are worried about their pelvic performance can go to the spa. ThePerfectFit.com, spelt P-H-I-T, offers Manhattan women $150 for a vaginal workout. Apparently, there's some equipment you can use in the surgery for stimulation, or you can take one home and plug it in. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.